I'm Maria Dudzak. And coming up not this Saturday, but next Saturday, is the annual Totem to Totem Half Marathon. Here to tell us more about that event is Gretchen Klein. Good morning.
Good morning, Marie. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much for joining me. And this is an annual event. It's had some challenges, I guess, during the COVID time, but still is going on.
Yeah, it is. So we are excited that we're actually going to hold it in May this year, May 8th. And we have a lot of people signed up. We still have probably a space for more. So it's, as most people know, it's a half marathon. It starts at Rotary Beach and it goes to the Potlatch Park in Totem Bight. And registration is $68. And you get a great t-shirt, a medal, a lot of fun stuff along the way, and a great dinner at the landing the night before. So people can have relay teams, they can walk it. And we have several people who want to bike it. So I said that would be fine. So yeah, if you want to bike, come on out. But again, registration is going to end May 5th. So that's on, I think it's next Wednesday. Probably have my dates wrong. But anyway, so you have to register online. If you want to do a paper copy, you just need to reach out to me. But we're really excited to be bringing it back. Last year was a little bit different than this year, but we'll see how the weather works out, and it should be a really fun day for everybody.
And you are correct. May 5th is next Wednesday. So this is something, it is through the Ketchikan Running Club, but can you register through the running club, or how do you sign up for this?
Right. You can actually go to our new Ketchikan Running Club website. We have a great new website that one of our members put together. It's a fabulous, it's got all the different races that are coming up this year. And, you know, they've added a few. So it's really, really great. And they also do Friday runs. So definitely check out the site or the Facebook page. And let me see if I can actually say what is www.ketchikanrunningclub.com. But like I said, we also we have memberships now where you get a free t-shirt when you sign up. So it's a really good deal. And we got, I think they said at the Ken Tooney race, they had 100 people sign up for membership. So we were thrilled because we really don't exist without membership for the club.
And it sounds like this is a popular event that a lot of people have signed up for Totem to Totem so far.
Right. Yeah, we have about 150. And then we have about 20 people doing it virtually from all over the, I don't know, I would say from all over the country, I guess, is the best way to put it. So I'm excited. We do have some people coming in, though, from out of town, which I'm really excited, from Anchorage and Fairbanks and Canada, our neighbors there. Hi, Canada. They're coming. And, of course, they're doing their quarantine. But we're excited that we're getting people back. I think it's one of the few races that actually is held in person. You know, I think things are still kind of closed, so people were really excited to see the Totem to Totem was one that they put on their bucket list.
Okay, and you kind of broke up a little there. You were saying some people registered to do it virtually. I'm guessing that is still an option for people as well.
Right, they can do that all the way up till May 15th. So we would just like to close it out by then just to wrap it up so we can move on to the next event happening. So so it's great. You know, as normal, we do have water stops along the way. We have one by Tongass. So Ketchikan Youth Court's been really great support, and Rotary Interact always helps us. And then we have Optimal Fitness and Health. They always have one there by the airport area. So, and then of course, just a reminder, everybody needs to stay on the water side. We don't like people crossing back and forth in the road.
And are there any rules, given that, you know, COVID is still out and about, are there things that runners should keep in mind if they participate?
Oh, yeah, that's a great point. Thanks for bringing it up. So, yes, at the start, they all have to sign a form. It's just a pretty standard form now that they don't have a fever and things like that. And then there's a form they sign, a waiver form that they can find on the website also. But we're just asking everybody to stay 6 feet apart at the start, just like we did last year. We ended up lining them up way back towards, you know, the school there at not quite that far, but it would have been if we had this many people. So. And then we just let people go off in staggered starts. So your time might be a little bit off, but, you know, it's, you know, the best person to time yourself is to time yourself, right? If you want an accurate time these days.
Okay. And it's definitely a come rain or shine event. So I guess everybody, if you get involved with that, prepare for the weather.
Right.
And you mentioned that there's a banquet, there's no race day registration, so people need to pick up their race packets in advance.
Yeah, so I would like everybody to come to the Landing Hotel and restaurant either between 10 and 2 in the lobby to pick up your bib and your t-shirt and your bag, or come to the dinner between 5 and 7 p.m., and that'll be up at the conference center. And again, I think there's been a lot of social distancing protocols put in place, but of course, if anything changes in the city of Ketchikan related to the mandates, we will follow those. And like I said, we kind of just honored everybody last year by giving them a gift certificate to the Landing because we couldn't do the dinner part of it. But, you know, we'd like to also support the Landing. They've been a great asset to us for many years.
Okay, and that's Friday, May 7th when those things are happening. Is there anything else you wanted to mention about the race or the running club?
Well, we have lots of great prizes. Every day I post something new, and if you end up being a random person who is whatever number it is that we pull, you get a prize. So we have a lot of great prizes, and everybody gets sent Alaska Airlines tickets. That's been a big draw for many years. So that continues. But again, there's a lot of fun prizes, and we won't probably, of course, have a barbecue at the end, but we'll make sure everybody goes away with a little bag of food. But again, we can't do some of those things anymore right now until we get through this COVID thing. So, but well, like I said, I think everybody was pretty happy last year. I mean, they didn't starve at the finish line.
Okay. And I believe I read some information that you put out there that because it does start, it's 13 miles away, 13.1 miles away. So I understand that there might be an opportunity for transportation back, like if you park near Rotary Beach, that there potentially is transportation back or no?
Yeah, definitely. We usually just carpool. We kind of got away from the bus thing just because we didn't have enough people. But yeah, we'll definitely look for one of us who can help you find a ride back. And, you know, it's worked pretty well. I haven't seen too many hitchhikers wanting to go all the way 13 miles back the other direction. You know, so like I said, we just want to welcome all our out-of-town people and continue to tell them to come visit our great community, and also the Ketchikan Visitor Center, who's put some goodie bags together for folks too. So, you know, we really appreciate all the sponsors because we know it's been a hard year. So thanks to everybody.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much for joining me again. Coming up Saturday, May 8th, it's the Totem to Totem Half Marathon. You can either do that in person or virtually. For the in-person, the deadline to register is May 5th. And for those of you who are doing it virtually, you need to complete it. Is that correct, by May 15th?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Again, thank you very much, Gretchen Klein, who's the race director for the Totem to Totem Half Marathon. It's now 8:30.